Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Weight of Fatherhood podcast. This is your host, Brian Phillips. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm joined today by a very special guest. In fact, someone that I'm very close to. You could even say that we're like family.
We are family.
Yeah, that's true. We actually are family. My oldest son, Ian Phillips, is with me today. Ian's for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So this is a shorter episode. It's a reflection episode where we talk about something specific. And this season on The Weight of Fatherhood, we're talking about dads and books. But I want to address that topic in kind of a roundabout way today. And Ian's going to help me do that. So Ian, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? What are some of your favorite things? I already know a lot of this, but tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like to play soccer, play outside. I like to read sometimes. I like to play with my little sister and younger brother.
Yeah.
And my older sister, all my siblings. And I just like to play outside a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Really active kids, huh?
And I like sports.
Yes, we love just about all sports in our family.
Besides tennis. You don't like tennis? No.
Or NASCAR. Okay. I guess there has to be something that we don't like, but we do love sports and we like being outside. And it is soccer season for our family. All four kids are playing. And
we won our first game.
That's right. Big time.
Yes.
Good job. High five. It was awesome. In fact, all four of the kids won their opening games. So that's big news around the Phillips house. But as we're talking a little bit about you, Ian, let's see. You said you like to read sometimes.
Yes, I do.
Right? Not all the time. There are some kids don't like reading at all. And some like reading everything all the time. You're sort of in the middle there. Mm-hmm. Depends on what you're reading. So what are you reading right now? You're kind of in your free times.
Star Wars mostly.
Star Wars
and adventure books.
Didn't you just start a new book this week? Was it?
I don't remember the name, but I did finish The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
That's a good one, isn't it?
It is very creepy.
Is it Swiss Family Robinson that you're reading right
yes,
now?
Yes, Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
That's what I'm reading. It is really adventurous right now.
Yeah, it's a good story. It is a good story. No dad is able to do everything that they would love to do with their kids or because of work and other expectations and responsibilities. We're not always able to spend as much time with our children as we'd love to. But in our family, we do try to do certain things every day or at least regularly. So Ian, what's your favorite thing that at least I, as your dad, try to do with the family every day or with the kids?
You read Bible stories at breakfast. At the end of the day, sometimes you grill or sit out on the patio with us.
Mm-hmm.
You're my soccer coach, so on yeah. Saturdays.
I do love that. I do love that, yeah. Anything else?
Just when I'm out to have a meal with us, it's really fun. I like it.
Yeah, it is. I think that, and I didn't coach in on these things, by the way, just so you know. But spending those little times together like that, whether it's around the table or just outside, we really enjoy it, right?
Yes.
So let's come back to this question about reading, because this, in these reflection episodes, I want to focus on dads and books this time around anyway. And as we were talking about this a little bit, I think it was yesterday or Sunday, that over the years, we've read a lot of books together, me and all of the kids, you and your siblings. So this is kind of a tough question and you can feel free to give more than one. So okay. I'll just ask it this way. What are some of your favorite books that we've read together?
That is a tough question. I like Lord of the Rings. Mm. The Vanderbeek. Like that.
Yeah, we're going through the first one now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it called? It was the Mysterious Howling.
Oh yeah,
the children of
the incorrigible children of
Ashtonville, something?
Ashton Place, I think. Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the first one is called The Mysterious Howling. That is a good series, isn't it? What else have we read?
We've read so many, I don't remember.
We've read a good bit of the Wilder King trilogy.
Yeah.
Haven't finished it all yet. The Wingfeather Saga.
We're reading that right now.
Yeah, we're on book two of that. So I get the impression from a lot of parents that we're way behind. We're kind of late to the party on that one. And we've read a lot of Indy Wilson stories. I think we got through all the 100 Cupboards.
All the 100 Cupboards.
Remember that? And really Boys Blur.
Boys Blur. That one was really good.
What else was it? The Lehigh Ridge. You remember that?
Remember?
That was a good one.
Like there was something at his house.
Yeah. The hidden caverns and.
Don't spoil it.
I'm sorry, but there were hidden caverns. Sorry. I hope I didn't spoil it for anyone. Ian would be very upset about that, but that's a good one. I think it was actually Wilson's first published novel, or first children's story, and it was really, really good. Lehigh Ridge, great. Do you remember his like the guy that he discovered, and he had the tight pink T-shirt?
Yeah.
Said, what was it, like Summer Girl or something?
Something that he found like in the trash or something.
It was really fun. Well, you know, I appreciate your honesty about this. Ian is a very active young man. He loves sports, loves being outside, loves moving all the time. He and his little brother, especially, are always together playing, roughhousing.
And
sports.
I love listening to the stories.
Yes, they love audiobooks. But, you know, I think sometimes as parents feel this pressure that our children have to love reading all the time. They have to love being readers. And sometimes that comes just with time. Sometimes it happens because you finally run across a story that really connects with you and is really something that you enjoy, really resonates with you. So the purpose of this short episode here is I want to wrap things up. For dads, find the little things that you can do to engage with your kids. None of us have the time that we wish that we did. There are always things that can pull us away. So you have to be intentional about it. I don't have as much time every day as I would like to spend with the kids.
Which is probably all day.
It would be, yes. But we carve out time. We try to have breakfast together. And around the breakfast table, we pray. We learn different prayers.
We read Bible stories.
We do. We read Bible stories, prayer requests for the day. And we talk about family business, you know, things that are coming up that day and what to expect and new things about our schedule. In the evenings, before the kids go down for bed, we pray together. We sing together. I try, it's not every night, but I try to read a story before they go to bed, or at least a little bit of it. So carve out that time and try to make reading a part of it. And I think you'll see that over time, maybe your children will pick up that love of reading as well. And we've mentioned quite a few books in this short time together that I think would be a good start for you, regardless of how old your children are, whether you have sons or daughters or a mix of both. The Wilder King trilogy, the Wingfeather Saga, Lord of the Rings,
Mysterious Howling.
Yeah, the Incorrigible Children of Ashtonville. I think it's Ashton Place.
Okay.
And the 100 Cupboard series and many, many more. So make books a part of your life, but more than that, make sure you're carving out time with the kids a little bit at a time. And don't underestimate the power of that time and how important it actually is for you and your kids. Well, thanks again for joining me on this episode, this brief reflection episode. I hope you'll tune in for our next full episode, which will be another wonderful interview. In the meantime, for Ian Phillips, Ian, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm your host, Brian Phillips. Enjoy and rejoice in the way to fatherhood. God bless you all.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.